24号，我们都会去我爷爷的教会的平安夜崇拜。
There would be sharing of gifts, there would be singing of Christmas songs and hymns, and there would be always a Christmas play about the Lord Jesus.
我们会交换礼物，唱我们最喜欢的圣诞歌，还看耶稣诞生的喜剧。
As a family, we would always focus first on Jesus and then on our family.
我们一家人都会很专注圣诞的重点，先就是耶稣基督，然后才到我们的家人。
I have such wonderful memories of Christmas.
我对圣诞节有很多很好的回忆。
A few years ago, I began to seriously think and look around and observe to see how people celebrate Christmas.
几年前，我开始认真地想其他人是在圣诞节的时候做什么。
I noticed people running around, buying their Christmas gifts, decorating their homes, going to all those Christmas parties.
我注意到很多人忙着买圣诞礼物。装饰他们的房子，参加许多的圣诞聚会。
I even saw a Walmart commercial where a lady said she had to buy 70 gifts for people.
我甚至看到 Walmart 的一个广告里，有一个女人说要买圣诞礼物给70个人。
I thought how ridiculous that sounded.
我觉得很荒谬。
Putting all of your time, your effort, your money into buying gifts.For so many people, and probably some of them would never even use those gifts.
用那么多的时间、气力和金钱买很多别人可能用不到的礼物。
Back then and now, I rarely hear people outside of church talk about the real meaning of Christmas.
我很少在教会之外听其他人讲到圣诞节真正的意义。
Most of the world chooses to celebrate Christmas without Jesus Christ.
世界上有很多人选择庆祝一个没有基督的圣诞节。
If you take Christ out of the word Christmas, you get Mass.
如果你 Christmas 的字里面没有 Christ, 还有 Mass.
And if you know Spanish, Mass means more.
在西班牙的语言里 ，Mass 意思是多。
Yes, at Christmas, people can have more gifts, more food, more parties.And more credit card bills.
圣诞节的时候，人们会有多一点的礼物，多一点的食物，多一点的聚会，多一点的信用卡九张。
And without Christ, they can have more emptiness.
而没有基督，却会有多一点的空虚。
What a tremendous blessing people could experience if they would only celebrate the true reason for Christmas.
如果人们知道。圣诞节的真正的意义，他们会有很大的祝福。
The coming of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣的来临。
Tonight we're going to look at a familiar story from the Bible that's found in Matthew chapter 1.
让我们一起来看在马太福音第一章熟识的圣诞故事。
We'll be looking at verses 18 through 25.
第十八到二十五节。
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not have to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
故事是这样的。玛利亚成为耶稣的母亲之前，跟一个叫约瑟的人订了婚。根据犹太人的法律和传统，订婚就像已经结婚了一样，只有死亡或者离婚才可以解除婚约。在玛利亚跟约瑟结婚前，她却因为圣灵的工作和能力，奇迹地怀孕了。当约瑟发现她未婚妻怀孕的事情，她要做一件很难的决定。作为一个跟随上帝的人，她一直想忠心和。服从神的心意生活。
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. He will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
正在约瑟想 想怎么决定的时候，神的使者在梦里显现，跟他说：“约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，她没有做错事，在她的等待期间，她对神和你忠诚，她是正洁无可置载的，她怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
约瑟，这一切的事成就，是要应验主的先知以赛亚所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，她的名字要叫以马内利，那是神与我们同在的意思。
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
约瑟醒了之后就遵着神的使者的吩咐而行，就把玛利亚娶回来，帮孩子起名叫耶稣。
Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, was pledged to be married to Joseph.
玛利亚在做耶稣的母亲前是跟约瑟订了婚。
According to Jewish law and custom, being engaged to one another was just as good as being married.
根据犹太人的法律和传统，订婚就像已经结婚一样。
The only way to break their engagement was through death or divorce.
只有死亡或者是离婚才可以解除婚约。
Now, before it was time for Mary and Joseph to come together as husband and wife, Mary became pregnant miraculously through the power and the working of the Holy Spirit.
在玛利亚跟约瑟结婚之前，玛利亚就怀孕了，是通过圣灵工作和力量。
When Joseph finally found out about the pregnancy of Mary, he had a difficult decision to make.
当约瑟发现他的未婚妻怀孕的事情，他要做一个很难的决定。
Being a true follower of God, he always wanted to do the right thing in the right way.
作为跟随上帝的人，他一直想忠心和服从神的心意生活。
So Joseph decided, with his knowledge of the situation, that he would do the best thing for Mary.
所以约瑟按着他对这个事情的了解，做了一个他认为对玛利亚最有利的决定。
He would quietly and compassionately break their engagement.
他会静静地有同情心地跟玛利亚解除婚约。
Exposing her publicly would bring great disgrace on Mary and her family.
如果这件事情公开了，会给玛利亚和她的家庭带来很大的羞辱。
It would not be in her best interest.
这不会对她有利。
And it would serve no real purpose.Further worsening the already complicated situation.
还会让这个复杂的情况变得更差。
You have to understand at this time, Mary had not yet had an opportunity to share the good news with Joseph about the great message that she would bring about and help bring about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个时间，玛利亚没有办法跟约瑟分享发现在她身上的奇迹。
You see, Mary had been in her time of one-year engagement period.
这个订婚的一年期是一个等候期。
This engagement period was a time of separation to prove her purity.
这是要证明正洁的一年。
And she had just spent 3 months with her relative Elizabeth.
她也在她的亲戚伊丽莎Elizabeth 的家住了三个月。
Mary hadn't been able to tell Joseph about the wonderful message that God had given to her.
玛利亚也没有办法将神跟她说的奇妙消息告诉约瑟。
That she would have the honor of bringing God's greatest gift into the world.
就是神给她荣耀，剩下这个世界最大的礼物。
The Messiah, the promised one.
就是期待的 Messiah。
As Joseph was pondering what to do, an angel appeared to him in a dream.
正在约瑟想怎么决定的时候，神的使者在梦里显现。
The angel gave Joseph very clear instructions on what to do. Here's what the angel said to Joseph. Joseph, you don't need to be afraid to take Mary home as your wife.
约瑟不要怕,
She's done nothing wrong. During her engagement period, she's remained faithful to the Lord and to you.
在她的等待期,
Mary is blameless and pure.
她是无可指责的。
God has seen fit to bless her to be with child who has been conceived by the Holy Spirit.
她怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Joseph, Mary is going to give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus.
约瑟他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
This son, he is the Lord, and he will save his people from their sins.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来，他是期待的Messiah。
He is the long-awaited Messiah, the Holy One of Israel.
是以色列的圣徒。
Joseph, all of this has happened to fulfill God's message through his prophet.
Yes, 这一切都的是成就，是要主的先知以赛亚的话。
Here's what Isaiah the prophet said.
以赛亚就说，
Look, the virgin will conceive a child.
必有童女怀孕生子。
She'll give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
他的名字要叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
When Joseph woke up from the dream, he immediately acted upon what the angel had commanded him to do.
约瑟醒来之后，就遵照主的使者的吩咐而行。
He broke with tradition and took Mary to be his wife even before the one-year engagement period was over.
他不按传统，在一年的等待期间就把玛利亚娶过来。
You have to understand that what Joseph was doing was going against everything of his time. He was going against all the customs and the religious traditions and the rules of his day.
你要明白约瑟所做的是跟当时的犹太人的宗教传统和法策完全不同。
What he was doing was scandalous.
是可耻的。
Bringing a pregnant young woman into your home, making her your wife, and then later taking her on a journey 70 to 80 miles away to another town. These things were totally unheard of.
把一个怀孕的女子娶过来，然后再带她去漫长的旅程，是从来没听过的。
The rumors must have been flying in Nazareth. How could Joseph do such a thing?
Nazareth那时候应该有很多的丑闻，说约瑟怎么可以这样做呢？
But Joseph's immediate obedience to the Lord's command, just like Mary, shows that he was completely convinced that this was God's call and willing, calling and will for his life.
约瑟对神服从，就像玛利亚一样，完全有信心，这是神给他的使命。
Joseph and Mary were willing to risk everything to be in faithful obedience to the Lord.
约瑟和玛利亚愿意牺牲他们的所有，跟从神。
Joseph and Mary plan to be a part of God's great plan to bring the long-awaited Messiah into the world.
约瑟和玛利亚都愿意跟从神，成为他伟大计划的一部分，剩下期待的Messiah。
This one who would be called Jesus, this one who would be called Emmanuel.
就是耶稣，就是以马内利。
Most of the world today does not know that Jesus Christ was and is the greatest gift that God has given to us.
今天的世界有很多人不知道主耶稣基督是神给我们最大的礼物。
Why did the Father send Jesus, his one and only Son, into the world 2,000 years ago?
为什么天父在2000年前派他的独生子耶稣来这个世界呢？
Jesus came not only to save us from our sins, he came to be Emmanuel, God with us.
耶稣不但把我们从罪中拯救出来，还要与我们同在，以马内利。
To be present with us always.
常常跟我们在一起。
John, one of Jesus' beloved disciples, tells us of Jesus coming in John chapter 1 and verse 14.
约翰，耶稣的一个使徒，告诉我们耶稣怎么和我们在一起。
This is what he says. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth.
他在约翰福音第一章第十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独圣子的荣光。
Why did Jesus come?
耶稣为什么要来呢？
He came because he wanted to fully relate to us.
他来是因为他想跟我们完全一样。
And he came because he wanted us to fully relate to him. You see, Jesus didn't remain a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Jesus grew up to be a man and experienced everything that we go through. Jesus walked the same roads and streets of the people of his time. He spoke the same language. He got tired and hungry just like us. Jesus felt the same hurts and pains and faced the same frustrations as us. And he experienced the same loneliness, rejection, and humiliation that we experience today. Jesus, our Lord and God, knows exactly what we're going through because he's been there too.
耶稣知道我们的一切，因为他也感受过。
Today we can find so much encouragement and strength in knowing that the Lord has experienced human life as we experience it.
今天我们可以得到很多的鼓励和力量，因为我们知道我们的主跟我们一样经历过人生。
We're told in Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest was unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin.
Hebrews 第四章第十五节跟我们说，因为我们的大祭司并不是不能同情我们的软弱，他像我们一样，也曾在各方面受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus knows what we go through, the good as well as the bad.
耶稣知道我们所经历过的事情，好的和坏的。
Jesus is always present with us through his precious Holy Spirit.
通过他的圣灵，他一直与我们同在。
Jesus is ready to give us the power and the strength that we need each and every day to go from hour to hour and from day to day.
他每时每刻都已准备好给我们所需要的鼓励和力量。
When we feel hurt, lonely, abandoned, disappointed and desperate, Jesus is always there.
当我们觉得痛苦、孤单、被离弃、灰心、失望、想要放弃的时候，耶稣与我们同在。
Jesus will never leave us or forsake us.
他不会离弃你。
He is always faithful.
他只是忠实的。
It's wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus is with us every moment of every day.
知道耶稣每一天跟我们一起是很奇妙的事。
And he's able because he is God to do something about our situations.
因为他是神，他能够在你的困难当中帮你。
Whatever difficult places that we find ourselves in,
你有什么难关？
He's able to do something about it.
他也可以帮你。
The Lord Jesus, he will comfort, encourage, and teach us in the midst of what we're going through.
他会在你的经历当中安慰、鼓励而教导你。
Jesus will do whatever it takes to take care of us.
他会不惜一切地照顾你。
Jesus is always with us.
他会一直与你同在。
A number of years ago, Taylor Caldwell, a Christian author, went through a time that she describes as one of the bleakest times of her life.
很多年前有一个叫 Taylor Caldwell 的基督教作者经历到他形容到是他人生中最绝望的一年。
Taylor had almost lost her faith in God and in herself.
他差一点对自己对神都失去信心。
She was a young single mom.
She
was a young single mom who was jobless and had a young daughter to support.
他自己是一个年轻而没有工作的单亲妈妈，有一个要养育她的小女儿。
One day, a terrible rainstorm hit as she was riding the bus to the employment office.
一个狂风暴雨的一天，她正在坐巴士去找工作。
On the seat beside her was a beautiful silk umbrella that was that had a silver handle inlaid with gold.
他看到他旁边的座位上有一个很漂亮四座的雨伞, 把手是用金和银做的。
And as she looked closer, she saw a name on the handle of the umbrella.
他看到把手上刻了一个名字。
Getting off at the next stop, she immediately called the owner of the umbrella.
于是Taylor在下一站下车打电话给雨伞的主人。
And that lady was so ecstatic that her umbrella had been found.
那个人很开心他的雨伞被找到了。It
had been given to her before her parents' death.
那个雨伞是他父母亲过世前给他的。
And just a year earlier, it had been stolen from her locker from the school where she taught.
雨伞却在一年前, 他在他教书的学校被偷走了。
Since the owner lived nearby, Taylor decided that she was going to deliver that umbrella back to her personally.
因为雨伞的主人住得非常近, Taylor亲自地送还这个雨伞给他。
So that afternoon, Taylor and the owner of that umbrella, they had a wonderful visit over tea, and the school teacher said that she would like to give her a reward.
双方面见面后都觉得很愉快, 而雨伞的主人也想给他一个奖金。
And even though Taylor only had $20 to her name at that time, she didn't accept the reward.
虽然那时候Taylor没有钱, 她并没有接受那个奖金。
She didn't want to break that special bond of friendship that had been established that day over tea.
她不想破坏他们那个下午建立的友情。
The next 6 months were extremely difficult.
之后的六个月对Taylor来说非常的困难。
Taylor was only able to find temporary employment at very low wages.
他只能找到工资很低的短期工作。
And during that time, she managed to save only $8 to buy a Christmas present for her young daughter Peggy.
在那时候，他只剩下8块钱买一个小小的娃娃给他女儿Peggy当圣诞礼物。
Taylor's last temporary job ended on Christmas Eve.
Taylor最后的短期工作在平安夜结束。
Which just happened to be Peggy's last day of school for the semester.
那天也是Peggy那个学期的最后一天。
As Taylor walked home from work, she never felt more hopeless.
Taylor从来没有觉得那么的绝望。
Unless a miracle happened, she and Peggy would be homeless in early January.
除非奇迹发生了，她跟Peggy就会在1月份无家可归。
Before walking up to her third-story apartment, Taylor looked into her mailbox.
晚上回家之前，Taylor看一看她的邮箱。
Inside there were 3 large envelopes, which she was sure contained bills.
邮箱里有三个大的信封，她几乎肯定是账单。
She didn't have the heart to open those envelopes at that time.
她没有打开那些的信封。
And she tried to smile as she opened the door to her daughter, who was wondering, what did Mom get me for Christmas?
她试着对她的女儿微笑。
While they were preparing to eat a meal of beans in a can cooked over the stove, the doorbell rang.
当他们准备吃了一个简单的罐头豆类的晚餐，门铃突然响了。
Seeing the delivery man with several packages, she said, "You must have the wrong address."
当他看到邮递员拿着几个包裹的时候，Taylor就跟他说，你一定搞错地址了。
The man asked, "Are you Taylor Caldwell?"
邮递员就问他，你是Taylor Caldwell吗？
And she nodded.
Taylor点头。
And he said, "Ma'am, here's your packages."
邮递员就跟他说，这些包裹是你的。
Well, immediately, Taylor and Peggy got on the floor and they began to open the packages.
Taylor跟他女儿踊跃地在地上打开那些包裹。
There was a huge doll for Peggy.
里面有一个很大的洋娃娃给Peggy。
And there was a leather purse and gloves and candy for Taylor.
有一个真皮钱包、手套和一些的糖果给Taylor。
The name on the card showed that these gifts had come in from the school teacher.
卡上面写的名字是失去雨伞的老师。
After they opened their presents,
Taylor跟他的女儿开那些包裹的时候，
Taylor and Peggy, they hugged one another and they began to decorate their small artificial Christmas tree.
他们就拥抱，然后他们就装饰他们的小小的圣诞树。
After a while, Piggy went to sleep, and Taylor finally decided, I have enough strength to open these envelopes from the mailbox.
Peggy 睡着之后 ，Taylor 才有勇气看那些封信封。
She was curious to see what kind of bills that she would need to pay after the holidays.
她很好奇地看她之后要付什么的账单。
To her amazement, one envelope contained a Christmas bonus from a previous summer job.
她很惊讶地看到一个信封里有一张字条，是从她去年的暑期工作的老板给她的圣诞奖金。
The check in the envelope was the exact amount that she needed to pay for her rent for the next month.
字票上写的数目是刚好下个月的租金。
The second envelope contained an offer for a permanent job beginning on January the 2nd.
第二个信封是一份长期工作的评书，一月二号开始上班。
Tears began streaming down Taylor's face.
Taylor 开始哭了。
And at that same moment, she heard some worshipers who were on their way to Christmas Eve worship service singing, O come, all ye faithful.
那时候她听到外面有人去平安夜的崇拜，唱着起来众主信徒。
Immediately she began singing along with them. All the while she was thinking, the Lord is faithful. I'm not alone. I've never been alone. The Lord has always been with me.
她马上地就跟着他们唱，一直想着我并不孤独，我从来没有孤独，神与我同在。
I want to challenge you tonight.
我想给你一个挑战。
Whatever you're going through, whatever difficult time or hardship or situation you're in, know that God is there with you.
你有什么困难，有什么的不开心，有什么的负担，都要知道耶稣与你同在。
I want to encourage you, don't look at the Lord Jesus as someone who doesn't understand what you're going through.
不要看着耶稣像一个体谅不到你的人。
Jesus has been there.
他也经历过。
Jesus knows exactly what you're going through and he cares about you.
耶稣知道你所经历过的，而他很关心你。
Jesus has not abandoned you, he's with you.
他没有离弃你，他是跟你同在。
Jesus is your refuge. Jesus is your strength.Jesus is your hiding place.
他是你的力量。
Jesus is the one that you can always turn to and always run to. Jesus is Emmanuel. He is God with us.
耶稣是以马内利，神与我们同在。
Jesus tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, He says, Give all your worries and cares to me, because I care about what happens to you. Cast all of them on me.
他在彼得前书第五章第七节跟我们说，你们要将一切的忧虑给我，因为我顾念你们。
Jesus encourages us in Jeremiah 29:11. He says this, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans not for your harm or for your disaster, but to give you a great hope and a great future.
他在耶利米书第二十九章第十一节跟我们说，我知道我向你们所坏的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Tonight, I believe some of you may have come here with a heavy heart, with a burden on your heart.
今天晚上我相信你们心里有很多的负担。
Jesus is speaking to you right now.
耶稣现在跟你说话。
He's saying, cast all of your cares, all of your burdens, all of your worries, all of your anxieties, all of your concerns onto me.
他说给我你所有的负担所有的担心我所有的顾虑。
Jesus said, I've never intended for you to carry all these on your own.
我从来没有要你自己担当。
Give them all to me.
把全部都给我吧。
And I'll take care of all of them for you.
我会帮你一起解决。
Tonight I want to urge you, give all of those concerns to Jesus.
把你的全部的担心的负担给耶稣。
Don't hang on to them.
把他们放下。
Praise God that the Lord Jesus came to the earth over 2,000 years ago.
感谢神，耶稣2000年前就降生。
Jesus came to live with us and experience what we go through.
他来和我们一起生活，体验我们所体验的。
And then Jesus showed us what real love looks like.
然后他就让我们看到真爱是怎样的。
Jesus died for us and was resurrected again so that we could have an everlasting relationship with him.
他为了我们死，然后再复活，让我们可以有永久的关系跟。
And that relationship starts with him at the very point that we accept him as our Lord and as our Savior.
那关系从我们第一刻接受他是我们的神，我们的主，就可以跟他一起。
What an amazing love our Lord Jesus has for us.
主耶稣对我们的爱是那么的奇妙。
Tonight I want you to know that Jesus gave all of himself for us so that we could have eternal life through him.
耶稣舍身，所以我们可以在他里得到永生。
If you're here tonight and you've never placed your faith and trust in Jesus, I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you to take a risk and give Jesus all of yourself tonight.
如果你从来没有相信过他，我想给你一个挑战，把你的全部交给耶稣。
Hold nothing back. Give everything to him.
把你的所有都给他。
Surrender yourself fully and completely to Jesus. Give him your entire life.
把你的全身给他。
Just like Mary and Joseph risk everything to follow Jesus.
就像玛利亚跟约瑟一样，放下所有去跟随神。
If you give Jesus the gift of yourself tonight, he'll come in and he'll change your life forever.
如果你今天愿意把自己送给耶稣，他会永远改变你的人生。
Jesus has called us out of the darkness of this world to live in his wonderful and marvelous light.
他叫我们出黑暗入光明，在他奇妙的光中生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son.
天父，我们感谢你给我们你的独生子。
Your Son is the greatest gift that we could ever receive from you.
耶稣是我们最大的礼物。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to experience what we go through.
耶稣基督，感谢你能够体谅我们所体验过的事。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us how to live.
耶稣，感谢你指导我们怎么生活。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us what real love looks like.
感谢耶稣你让我们看到真爱是怎么样的。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving all of yourself for us.
感谢主耶稣你舍身给我们。
Holding nothing back so that we can have real life through you.
让我们可以有在你里面有永生。
And may we give all of ourselves to you tonight.
让我们可以把自己完全交给你。
May we give the best gift that you could ever receive from us.
让我们可以给你我们的最好的礼物。
The gift of our lives.
我们自己的生活。
Thank you for being with us always, Lord Jesus.
感谢你常常都跟我们在一起。
We love you and we praise you.
我们爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Let's rise, and before we continue with our service of candle lighting, let's sing this song.
Thank you.
Tonight ends the time of Advent.
今夜结束了降临的时间.
Advent has been celebrated for over 1,000 years by Christians worldwide.
基督徒庆祝降临已经有1,000多年了.
Advent is a time where we celebrate the first coming of our Lord Jesus, and we anticipate the second coming.
这是我们庆祝主耶稣第一次的来临。
The 4 Sundays before Christmas, candles are lit.
圣诞节之前的4个星期天都会点蜡烛。
And each of these candles represents something.
每一个蜡烛都代替一些事情。
The first candle represents anticipation.
第一支蜡烛代表期待。
There was so much anticipation of Jesus' first coming, and we anticipate his second coming.
当年的人很期待他的第一次来临，而我们就盼望他第二次的降临。
The second candle represents hope.
第二支蜡烛代表希望。
The everlasting hope that is found in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣里找到永久的希望。
The third candle represents love and joy.
第三支蜡烛代表爱。
That love and joy that can be found in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的天父通过他牺牲他的独生子，让我们找到看到伟大的爱。
And the fourth candle represents love. Got it mixed up. The third candle represents love. The Heavenly Father showed His love by sending us Jesus, His Son.
第三支蜡烛是代表爱，第四支蜡烛都是代表喜悦。
And the fourth candle represents love and joy, which we can experience in our lives when we come to know Jesus.
这个爱和喜悦是我们在我们完全依靠神的时候可以经历到的。
And tonight we light the middle candle called the Christ candle.
今天晚上我们就点了中间的那支蜡烛。
Because Jesus has come, He came on that silent night, that holy night, so many years ago.
因为主耶稣多年前来临了。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是世界的光。
And Jesus has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
他叫我们出黑暗如光明。
Let's shine His light and share His love this time of the year, at Christmas and all throughout the coming new year.
让我们在圣诞节和新年的一些时间跟这个世界分享他的光和他的爱。
If our servers will come forward.
As we light the candle, I invite you to sing with us, Silent Night and Holy Night. We'll sing the first 2 verses, and then the instrumentalist will play 1 time through, and then we'll sing the 3rd verse together again.
Thank you.
Now to the one who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
万王之王，万主之主。
To the one whose name is Emmanuel.
以马内利。
To the one whose name is Jesus.
耶稣基督。
Our Savior and our King.
我们的救主，我们的君王。
We give glory and honor and praise.
我们敬拜你。
May the Lord bless you.
让神祝福你。
As you go from this place tonight,
你离开这个教会的时候,
may you proclaim the truth about who Jesus is.
让你告诉这个世界神耶稣是谁。
That he is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
That he is our Lord.
他是我们的神。
That he is the one who created us.
他是我们创造我们的人。
That he is the one who is ever present with us.
他是永永远远与我们同在的。
May you share his love with those around you.
让你跟你旁边的人分享这份爱。
Who so desperately need to know him.
要认识主耶稣的人。
May all that you do and say and think and are be pleasing in his sight.
让你做的都赞美神。
We proclaim who you are, Lord Jesus.
我们赞美你。
You are everything to us.
你是我们的所有。
Thank you for being present with us always.
感谢你与我们同在。
Lord, we love you.
主，我们爱你。
And we don't want to just say it.
我们不想白白地说。
We want to show it with all of our lives.
我们想用我们的生活来显现这个真理。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing the closing hymn and tell the world of this great joy that we have. Please be seated.
我们今天聚会到这里。
Our service is now ended.
请各位弟兄姐妹把蜡烛吹掉，然后先小心不要翻过来，不要把蜡沾在我们的地毯上。
Please blow out your candles and be careful of the wax dripping.
让它冷了以后再交给负责的弟兄姐妹们。
After,
我们会传盒子。
After it's cooled, please place it in the box by the door.